Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Calm Down with Erin and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
It is the NFL offseason, but we have the biggest name of the offseason. The winning quarterback of the Los Angeles Rams, Matthew Stafford, joins us today.
Sweetest angel.
To talk to him. He has told us that this is only going to be the second time he's done a podcast. His first being Kelly's in the morning after, so we feel honored to have him on Calm Down. We will not calm down. So many questions to ask him about his offseason, his time in Detroit, his wonderful family, and for all you Rams fans, the idea of running it back. So sit back and enjoy. Matthew Stafford, ladies and gentlemen, the long-awaited special guest.
Oh.
I'm very excited that this is actually coming to fruition because Erin did a little tease in the biz about 2 months ago. She said, I have a very special guest for you. You're going to love it. And then it was a no-show. He was busy trying to, make that Super Bowl run. So first of all, we'd be remiss if we didn't start off with the congratulations.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
What a time. Well, no, we're not congratulating you for being on. We're congratulating you for winning the Super Bowl.
That works too. I appreciate it. I'll take both.
More exciting. Your commercial was on. I was watching the NBA yesterday and your commercial was on all the time, which is a great commercial. I don't know who wrote the spot for you, but it is a microcosm of who you are. Humble, appreciative, and also the wink. When did the wink become a thing? Because now it feels like the fact that, national commercials are branding you with a wink. This is a whole different Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, I don't know. To be honest with you, I feel like I've done it for a while, but it's catching fire, I guess. The AT&T spot was kind of fun. Whoever wrote it was genius. It was too easy. It was too well written for me to mess up. So that's why it's doing good.
I was going to say, how many takes with the wink?
The wink was an early take. And then we tried a bunch of different endings. As you guys know, all that stuff happens. But yeah, Lily, the female that works for AT&T, does all the commercials. She's awesome. She was a stud. Helped me through it. Kind of showed me the ropes, made it easy for me. But the wink was an early thought.
Did you overthink it at all? I mean, I think this could be a Curb or Seinfeld episode where it's like, do I go hard? How did that play out for you?
Yeah, had I not had her, I would have been completely lost. I think they call it line.
Oscar alone.
They call it like line reading in the business where like the director would be like, hey, can you make me feel this way when you say this? I'm like, no. But if you tell me how you want it to sound, I can then repeat it for you. I was like, my whole life is somebody talks in my ear, I repeat that. So they did that for me a couple times, which I think is a no-no in the real biz, but they helped me out.
That's wonderful that you're always giving credit to other people. You know, it's somebody can give you the route to run or the play, you know, to initiate, but you have to actually do it. So part of that commercial, which I loved, and it was about talking about turning in your old phone after 12 years, the pun there, of course, was leaving Detroit. You still care so much about the city that made you who you are. You know, raising your family there, you and Kelly starting a life there together. When you look back on it now, does Detroit feel like a long time ago? Does it feel like, with everything that's happened to you within this last year, does it feel like you lived in Detroit 10 years ago?
Yeah, sometimes for sure. I also haven't been back. You know, Kelly and I are going back this weekend actually for a charity thing that we kind of did right before we left, and they're starting to break ground on it. So we're pumped to go back and see some old buddies and do all that. And I'm sure that'll bring me right back. And it'll be like I left there yesterday. But at the moment, yeah, not having been back and all that's transpired in the last year, both for me professionally and us as a family, it definitely seems like a long time ago. But I still have a bunch of good friends and good people that I know there that I'm excited to go see. So I'm sure after this weekend, it'll feel a little bit different.
I was going to say, what are you anticipating? I mean, what do you even think that's going to be like for you?
Well, I got a video from my man Hank this morning, and it's snowing in Detroit currently. So yeah. I'm hoping that shit stops and I don't have to deal with that. I think it's supposed to be a little bit better by the time we get there. But I don't know. I'm excited
snowing,
to see
snowing. It's
some
the
friends.
End of April.
How horrible is that?
Oh, also, look at your tan. I mean, Detroit, not only are they so sad you're gone. And I mean, I know you know all the stories about just how just appreciative, how they were in on the whole Super Bowl run for you. That was so cool. But I think they're going to be pissed about you walking back with that tan this weekend.
Yeah, you're probably right. I'll keep it indoors until Friday to try to get a little whiter. But no, it's pretty nice out here. I'm not going to lie. Easter outside was nice as opposed to Easter in the snow in Detroit.
Yeah.
You and I sat down for NFL films before the start of the season, and we talked about, you know, you come to LA and it's this whole idea that you're going to, you know, be brought in to bring this team to a place that they haven't been to in a while. Their last Super Bowl run fell short. So you're going to save this team, of course, with the help of some of the other big guys that they brought in. The storybook ending, the Hollywood ending, is you win the Super Bowl.
I can't believe you used that line in your interview, by the way, Carissa, because I used that too right before the NFC Championship. We uncovered that. I mean, what the hell?
But
just
it actually
kidding.
Happened.
I know.
So that's when you think about, of course, you put in all the work. I know you're at the breakfast. What do you and Cooper call your guys' breakfast meetings?
Breakfast club.
The breakfast club. So wait, well, I want to dive into that. 5:30 a.m. every morning? Where are you guys?
Yeah,
don't tell us where you meet. But
in the QB room. Just turn the tape on, watch, you know, whatever is kind of there for the day, talk about all sorts of things, drink some coffee, eat some breakfast, and kind of just get ahead. That's all. He's, you know, unlike any teammate I've ever had, just a great, great worker, great teammate. Part of that was him. Like, we didn't even talk about it. I went in there the normal time I used to go in when I was in Detroit, and I walked in there day one, and he was in there, and I was like, all right. So we just, this kind of organically happened. And every day of the year that we were in there at work, we were in there early.
I mean, so you put in the work as you have done for the previous 12 years of your career. And now last year, with all the pressure, you end up winning the Super Bowl. Was there a moment afterwards or even weeks afterwards that you thought to yourself, oh shit, I did it? Like, when did that oh shit moment actually got the chip?
The first time that really kind of hit me was really during the game. AD makes the great play on fourth down that I did not know was fourth down because I couldn't watch or pay attention.
Blows my mind.
Yeah, I was sitting there on the bench just like, oh God. I wish it was me out there.
Take us through that. Sorry to interrupt you, but yeah, how the hell does that happen? Like, take us through that. So what the hell did you know?
Yeah, I didn't know that was fourth down at all.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I was eating a hot dog like Sanchez on the sideline, but I was sitting there and looking down. I was just looking down at my feet on the bench. Cooper, I think, was doing like the exact same thing down, you know, 4 or 5 seats away from me. But I thought that was, to be honest with you, I thought it was third down.
Third.
I think I missed the run, you know, on third down and incomplete pass. AD makes an unbelievable rush, gets Joe to, you know, have to throw away before he wants and scramble around, do all that whole thing. And then people start going crazy on the sideline. I was like, what is going on? And one of our young receivers came up and was like, we won, whatever that was, fourth down. I was like, holy shit. But I kind of went like right before I stepped back on the field, it just kind of hit me, kind of went down into a squat, and Sean ran over to me and you know, was just hugging me up and stuff and talking about how excited we were. But that was kind of the first time. And then as far as afterwards, I don't know, there was, you know, a week or two that was a little bit of a blur, but it was a whole lot of fun. I just celebrated with all the people that helped me get there. You know, that was the cool part, was being able to do that with teammates and family and all that kind of stuff.
Can I go back to the fourth down? I don't know if you ever saw, what was it, the 30 for 30, where they did the Fab Five. And I thought one of the best things about it was where they showed the timeout and all you heard was like a heartbeat. And it was so well done. What are you hearing at that moment, Matthew, where you don't know if it's third or fourth down? Are you hearing your heartbeat? Are you hearing the music? Like, what the hell is going on in your head?
To be honest with you, I don't know why I wasn't watching. I have so much trust in our defense. I think that's what I was just saying to the ground. I was probably just going, hey, one stop. And, you know, the first play, I watched the very first play of that drive. And they throw that little stop route to Ja'Marr Chase. And I thought, I was like watching Jalen for some reason. And he had such a good break on it. And if he looks back, I think he picks it and runs it back for like a game-winning pick six. He just went for the tackle. Ja'Marr made a great play. And they got it out to, you know, whatever that was, like the 40, 45 on the first play. And then I'm like, all right, well, me standing and watching is bad luck. So I'm going to sit my ass down and stare at the ground and see if that brings us some better luck. And then it did.
Are you superstitious?
A little bit. Grew up playing baseball a little bit, so I have, you know, a few things here and there. But I'm like, yeah, something's not working. If I'm sitting down on the sideline and our defense is just shutting people out, then no reason for me to get up and kind of vice versa.
What I love about that story is, of course, your wonderful wife, Kelly, who we love and adore. And she also has a great podcast for anyone that hasn't heard, The Morning After.
Really good.
She tells some stories. Oh my God, the college stories especially get me. The fact that she couldn't watch either, and she was in the hallway with her head down, not watching the last drive, and somebody thought that she was sick, like had drank too much, and they're like, ma'am, do you need help?
Or sleepy.
She was definitely not sleepy, but we know someone else. But
wake them up.
Neither of you guys couldn't watch is cute, and sort of speaks to the fact that you just have trust in, you know, what is going to be. But it's so awesome.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win. And it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
I had the privilege of covering you for a long time with my NFC North assignments. And there was a lot of games where, you know, you had, we're on the other side of that. So biggest for you in your life that's changed since winning the Super Bowl is?
Oh, man. Shorter off season for sure. We start tomorrow, which blows my mind. I don't know. To be honest with you, my day to day is pretty similar. You know, for the most part, the people that I knew and talked to before, I still know and talk to, and there's not too much of a difference. You know, probably more opportunities to do AT&T commercials and things like that. But from the day to day, I'm just getting ready to go play another season. And I think a fun moment will be the ring ceremony. Like whenever we get that, whenever that happens, just getting that same group, because our group is going to be different, but getting that group back together that won that Super Bowl, you know, players and coaches that have moved on to bigger and better stuff, to get those guys back in the building and be able to hang with them will be a lot of fun.
Moment. I mean, well, I have 17,000 questions for you. can I ask, I think you mentioned this, I don't know, maybe last week, but I want to know the song. Is there a song that you listened to maybe before you went out on the field for the Super Bowl? Or is there a go-to song you've had since UGA or anything like that?
I am not a huge pregame music guy. I kind of, to be honest with you, especially when we play, you know, away games or even home games, a lot of guys like to like put that on to kind of get lost and, you know, listen to what they're familiar to. I kind of like the opposite. I like to hear the opposing fans screaming at me or the home fans cheering for me. I like, part of that to me is the fun part of why I get to, I do what I do. Like no other part of your life, you walk around and people are either cheering for you or cheering against you. You know, go to the grocery store and people do that. So it's like, it's kind of fun. It gets
you go to the Whole Foods on Lincoln. It's the huge, huge contingent.
Huge crowd. Huge
Rams fans there. You'll get it.
Catch
there.
Them late. Catch them after happy hour. It's dangerous.
Produce section. They are lively.
But, you know, it's just like, it helps me get in there. I enjoy that whole atmosphere. So I don't really do that. The only time I really listen to music, to be honest with you, so we play in New York City. I usually listen to a little Frank Sinatra. New York, just to kind of get it going. I don't know. It's just the feel I get from there.
So
I
like playing there. The same pregame music. Mellow. Yeah.
So,
what about, what was the first tune that you remember hearing? Maybe with like four cigars hanging out of your mouth, like once you won anything? Come on now.
Oof. I don't even know if I can. I can't point one out. I just know right when I walked into the locker room, it was like cigar in my mouth, Bud Light, and somebody handed me Pappy Van Winkle straight out of the bottle. I'm like, all right, we're doing this.
Great.
And it was a fun 48 hours, really 24 until I had to wake up and take my kids to Disneyland the next day, which was a beating, but it was fun.
It was an epic video that Kelly put on her podcast. The video of you just walking straight into the pool. So where was this just for a way for you to wake up? Was it a bet? What's the story behind that?
This was after an hour of sleep on my couch with like one foot on the ground and doing her podcast, which I don't need. I mean, I was just struggling through.
That's a great husband right there.
Yeah.
I needed a little pick me up. I knew we had 9 a.m. I believe the Disneyland bus was outside the front door to take us. So I was like, phew, I need to spark it up a little bit here, and just went face first in there to a cold pool to try to wake me up.
Matthew, Super Bowl post game party. What do you regret? What are you glad you got to do? And what do you wish you had done more of? Any of that?
Regret? Not much. I mean, the hardest thing for me was like, there were a ton of people. We had like a little after party thing, and there were a ton of people that, whether it would be high school buddies, college, people I met while I'm in the NFL, family, like it was hard to spend time with everybody. I got to say hi to everybody I feel like I wanted to say hi to. If I missed you, I'm sorry, but that would be the only regret, is maybe not being able to spend as much time as
like
I wanted
wedding.
To with everybody. Yeah, exactly. Highlights. I mean, the whole thing was a blast. I think really even before the party, the thing I'll remember the most and like cherish the most that I got with the microphone on filmed, you know, for the NFL is that time with my family down on the field, which was super cool. To be able to have the audio and the video of that is awesome. I mean, went to Drake's, which was fun. Don't know why I was there, but I was there. Don't know who else was there. It was dark and it was late. But
who cares?
Yeah, I mean, I was just along for the ride at that point. Somebody could have told me we were going somewhere else, I'd have been ready to go. But I, you know, stole an hour of sleep and then was at it again the next day.
I'm going to start using that in my life. I don't know. What? It was dark. It was late. I don't know who was there. But now here's the deal. So as a entertainment reporter, I guess, every few weeks, the headlines of you and buying Drake's house and all this stuff. God. You know that living in LA comes with a lot of headlines that are true or false or not. Are you ever surprised by some of this stuff? I mean, has there been a headline that has come out about you that you just go, what the fuck? Where would they get that?
Yeah, most of the time that kind of stuff happens after Kelly's podcast comes out and there's intricate parts of my personal life that are blasted all over the Apple News feed that I get. And I ask her, why the hell am I reading about this? That's usually when I notice it the most, you know?
How are you with that, Matthew? How are you with that? Because you are so, I mean, I think for people that don't know you, so I mean, reserved, whatever. And Kelly's a firecracker. I mean, mm-hmm. she's just amazing with that. But right. Yeah. How are you with handling that?
It was
Give
hard.
Us marital that was like, advice.
Yeah. Right. Well, let me tell you, take you back. No. when she said she was going to do, you know, start this and what she wanted to talk about, I was like, what? You know, like that is not something I really wanted to have out there and talk about, but she does such a great job. And
yeah,
it's something that I'm, I guess, getting better at and learning to just not let it bother me. Skip past those articles. Don't read too much of it, but it's, I don't know how she does that. Like I cannot, the amount of stuff that she is able to share and relate to people with kind of blows my mind. I could never do that, but that's probably what makes us work is I'm the complete opposite when it comes to that. And I appreciate that part about her. And I think she knows that I'm a honest sounding board when it comes to, is this too much, you know, to share with people. And we go with that.
You guys have such a special relationship and dating back all the way to college. When you think about, there was that moment on the field of the NFC championship game when I told the story on here where she, I was like, okay, I'm going to capture everything for you. I'm not going to miss
you
anything.
You nailed it.
I fucking crushed it. Okay. Somebody hired me on National Geographic. I'll get that zebra. No problem. But I like messed the whole thing up. Luckily there was like 7 million cameras to capture the moment, but you mentioned it earlier, like being able to share that with your family. When you think about Matthew, the journey that you guys have been on together, you were babies when this mm-hmm. thing started and now you have 4 babies. How has being a husband and a father of 4 girls made you a better quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, stability in my life and my job helps me out so much. And I know what Kelly's all about. She knows what I'm all about. So, you know, as far as being able to, you know, have her in my corner, it's huge. And then I think another thing, too, is, you know, the second you're married, you're part of a team. And, you know, you learn that you're not just doing it for yourself anymore. And that's kind of how I try to go about my job in football as well. And then it becomes even more apparent when you have a bunch of little kids running around and you know, there's moments where it's tough, you know, and Kelly and I are wanting to, you know, rip each other's heads off and, you know, and do the same to our kids at the same, you know, it's just, there's tough times and, you know, just gives you perspective and patience. And then, you know, Hunter was in here in the office saying, hey, to you guys before we hopped on. And she's just pointing at random things in my office. Is that yours? I'm like, yeah. She's like, did you win? Like she has no clue and doesn't care. And that's helps put it in perspective for me. Cause there are plenty of times where, no, hunty, I did not win. There are plenty of those times.
Yeah.
And, you know, they just make me smile and you know, put life in perspective for me. So it's a lot of fun.
There's a line from one of Chris and I's favorite movies with Cameron Diaz, Sweetest Thing, where she's talking about this guy she likes and she says, and he's funny. And I feel that way so much about you. I mean, this sneaky humor. And we both, all 3 of us know your wife is on you a little bit to kind of let some of that out. You see that with Tom that, you know, now that he's left the Patriots. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if half the stuff on Twitter is from him, but I guess it's funny. Any thoughts about that now that you've won? Like you're going to let all the hair down or what are you thinking?
Probably a mullet funny. Half up, half down, you know,
you're I think really funny. Be
I love an updo. A little,
yeah. Mm-hmm. A little relaxed, I think. But I mean, to be honest with you, it's like too many years of doing interviews and answering them a certain way. It's just sometimes easier to, you know, especially like in season football stuff to just kind of do what you do and move on. But yeah, I mean, this is my second podcast ever to be on besides my wife. So. I'm stepping out there.
That's very sweet. You know, the pressure, did you feel when you got here that if you didn't win at all, that it would be a failure?
I don't Good think question. That I felt that, but I heard it, you know, I mean, you can't not hear that. But at the same time, when I was in Cabo and got traded to the Rams, it wasn't like, oh, let's go win the Super Bowl the first year. you know, it was like, hey, man, I'm going to enjoy working with you, coach. Coach, I think you're going to enjoy working with me. I can't wait to get to work with these guys. And I knew we had a good team, but so many things have to happen. I mean, I think the craziest thing that kind of goes not unnoticed, but kind of untalked about is, I mean, Von Miller, Odell, you know, the whole year without Cam, then he comes back. I mean, there were so many moving parts, guys, that we had
Robert Woods back into the system.
Yeah. Robert Woods, sterilization. I mean, there are just so many moving parts that it wasn't this storybook season where I got here and we sailed through and we won every game by 4 touchdowns. You know, I mean, it was a lot of ups and downs like every Super Bowl year. So we're no different than a lot of other teams in that regard, I feel like. But getting back to your question, I didn't feel that because I knew there's more seasons than just that one, but I definitely heard it because I know, you know, it was a storyline out there.
Okay, now what about the pressure to run it back? I mean, especially if you look at the NFC, and I feel like, you know, Chris and I cover it, everybody has gone to the AFC. What kind of pressure is that on you now? Not just, you know, Matthew, it's only on you, but just to run it back, to do this thing again.
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing for me is I'm excited.
Yeah.
You know, I'm excited to have that opportunity. There have been 0 times in my career that I've ever had the opportunity to run it back because I've never won before. And knowing what it feels like, it just makes me want it that much more. You know, you get a little bit of a taste of it, of what it's like and how cool it is with the group of guys that you go to work with every single day to get that done. I also am not lost on so many things have to go right. You know, I mean, it doesn't, just because you got the best team on paper in September doesn't mean you're going to go win it all. And was lucky to be a part of it and just pumped for the opportunity to try and do it again. I wouldn't mind being in Arizona Stadium, you know, getting it done, you know, next February.
Let's go down to the field for more, Aaron.
Yeah, I'm taking that sideline. Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had 2 big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win. And it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is crazy. And we learned this about you. You have not sat back and watched the Super Bowl yet, unless you have done it since we watched the final few minutes of the fourth quarter with you, which I told Carissa was one of the coolest experiences, hearing you kind of narrate it and listening to Kelly go, oh my gosh, I didn't know that happened. So you haven't watched it yet?
Yeah, still haven't really watched it. I was in Vegas with Coop and Witt, and it came on the mic'd up like 30-minute version of the game, basically, where they have everybody's
so good
deal, which is super cool. We all kind of, we were just kind of flipping through and we were like, oh, that's on. And we just stopped and watched it. And that was a cool moment getting to do that with those guys and their wives and that group of people. But as far as, you know, front to back, TV copy, all that kind of stuff, no, I haven't peeked at it. I probably need to at some point. So when people ask me certain things that were said or happened, I'm dialed, but it was, I don't know, it was just a whirlwind after the game, just kind of kept it moving.
I'll tell you what I love. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No. I was just going to ask, when guys are mic'd up, this is totally off the subject and a time to talk, you know, some crap. Don't you feel, do you ever watch those mic'd ups when they come out and you know the guy knows he's got it on and he just like lays it on thick? I mean, can you spot those guys a mile away? It's like, dude, come on, we got it.
Yeah, there's some guys that take liberties with that. I feel like they enjoy the opportunity to have their voice, you know, spread all over, you know, doing all that kind of stuff. But sometimes you remember you have it on early. And then once the game starts, it's just like, you just go try to say something funny in warmups or something. But other than that, you're done.
Yeah.
What I thought was funny is in the post game press conference, this is just, it's just so perfect because you're a father and a husband first before a football player. And you're sitting there in the biggest moment of your professional career, just winning at Super Bowl, and you're answering questions. And I was at Chandler or Sawyer, they were both on your lap. And then Hunty went.
Yeah. Hunty, yeah.
So Kelly sitting behind and holding her. And the perfect, what I love the most is you're like, I don't think that's a good idea. Or like, you got it. Like, you said something where it's like, it's a perfect example of like, you're being the father and the husband, but also answering questions. And the picture of Kelly from behind was incredible. I loved it.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty funny. It was kind of hard to concentrate, to be honest with you. Like, Kelly's down here barely holding on to Hunter so she doesn't fall off and, you know, hurt herself or whatever. And I know she's making faces at the camera just because I know her.
Oh, yeah.
And the two in my lap are asking me questions. It was a little bit of a whirlwind. Probably not my best football answers at the moment, but a fun moment that I will always remember. And that photo that's gold. The fact that they caught Kelly back there squatting down, holding Hunty on, it was fun.
So I, you know, I'm a big, like, you know, Monday morning quarterback kind of person. So I tell you, you're going to spend 12 years in Detroit. You're going to have a lot of seasons that aren't going to go the way that you want to, but it's all going to culminate, move to LA and win a Super Bowl. Is it worth the 12 years?
Ooh.
100%. 100% because I had so much fun this past season and something I'll never forget, the group of guys, the season, winning the Super Bowl and all that, but I'm not here at this point without all that. You know, both like in the scenario that you just put out there, but also just in life, like, I learned so much about dealing with failure, how to motivate, how to play through things, all sorts of stuff, you know, while I was in Detroit. And, you know, I grew a lot as a person and all that. So I don't think I'm the version of myself that I am today without those 12 years. So it's 100% worth it.
You win a Super Bowl. Your wife wears the blazer. Do you think people will understand now it's Matthew, not Matt? Damn it. I mean, first of all, where does this come from? Tell us the whole thing behind it. We got a little intel to ask you this.
I'm Matthew to all my close friends, to all my people that I've ever grown up with, my mom, my dad, my sister, all that. I think probably Dallas Morning News writer in 2004 talking about me as a high school kid probably got lazy and went with the old Matt Stafford because you don't have to do H-E-W. And I also defer too much, more than my wife would like. When people go, hey, is it Matt? Do you prefer Matthew or Matt? And I go, oh, I don't care. It's whatever. And she just gets so mad because she knows that I do care. But yeah, I mean, we'll see. I expect there's still going to be plenty of Matts out there. I mean, there's plenty of people locked in on Matt for life, and that's okay. You know, we'll get over it.
Hey, speaking of Highland Park, how about your high school, Scotty Scheffler?
Me Casino?
What's going on down there? We got a Masters winner, we got a World Series champion, and we got a Super Bowl champion coming out of Highland Park. Things are going on down there.
Yeah, something in the water. I had a buddy text me and say, I mean, the last 15-year run of guys coming out of there, it's pretty crazy to get all those three things. And Clayton's won all those Cy Youngs. And Scotty actually won his first tournament the Sunday we won the Super Bowl.
You know him?
So that's got to be like the most obscure stat ever, that some teammate or people from the same high school wins, you know, this, that, and the other all on the same day. So. It's pretty cool. It doesn't surprise me because there's a lot of great athletes coming out of there, but I mean, takes a lot of luck and a lot of hard work to get to where all three of us are.
So do you you play golf and now having won a Super Bowl, do you think it would be harder to win a major or a Super Bowl?
Ooh,
probably a major, to be honest with you, because you can't really rely on anybody else.
Yeah.
You know, like you could be a really good hunter and be on a really good team and win a Super Bowl, you know, or be a part of a team that's, you know, your less integral part, but you're out there hitting the golf ball by yourself. There's nobody else to lean on or to blame or anything. So I would imagine that's pretty darn tough. And also especially with the way golf is now, so global. Like, you're not beating only the best players from America, you're beating the best players from around the world. And there are a few, I'm sure, foreign NFL players, but not as many. So they're having to go up against, you know, 7 billion or whatever the number of people it is nowadays.
Better weekend to be out with your buddies, the Masters or Super Bowl weekend.
Man,
I got, guys, I'm here with the questions.
Super Bowl, probably just less rules. Masters is a great time. We all know that. But, you know, can't take your cell phone in there. Maybe a little bit more buttoned up. Whereas Super Bowl, you could probably loosen it up a little bit. Get lost in the fray. But I've been to both. They're both equally fun.
Wait, hold on. I don't know how much time you have, but I have to ask you this story since you brought up the Masters. You and Matt Ryan are close.
Mm-hmm.
How about him? Okay, going to Indy. But you guys, the last time I saw you together, you were at the Masters. You were speaking on a panel there. And this didn't happen there, but you and Matt Ryan were at a golf course and someone asked you to do something.
Oh.
Are you willing to share the story? If you're not, get it.
Yeah, I need to make sure I know all the details so I can get it right. I have a friend that actually tells this story better. But yeah.
The reason I bring it, I'll set up the stage here. So we all love Larry David and like the awkwardness of situations where you can't get out of.
Yes.
You and Matt Ryan are, you know, two of the nicest, have the best reputation, you know, in your profession. So I can only imagine how awkward this was. And if Larry was writing a script for it, it would make perfect sense because you didn't know what to do to get out of it.
Yes. Matt and I were playing golf. Someone we know kind of came up to us and asked if maybe we would sit down and talk with his son or his, I believe it was his son that was a football player, an aspiring football player, wanted some advice, maybe some coaching, you know, and we did the very polite thing of absolutely, we'll do that. Let's get our calendars together and get those aligned and we'll figure something out. You know, it took a little bit of time. We saw him maybe once or twice more without actually getting to see his son. And so we're on the first tee playing together. And this gentleman, super nice guy, cares about the people, walked up and basically wrote Matt Ryan and I both a check for a large sum of money to our charities on the first tee, shook our hands and were like, can't wait to get that, you know, time with my son. I know he'll really appreciate it. And then we knew the clock was on. So we were like, okay, now this is a real thing. We got to get this done. It was a bold move by the gentleman in question. But so then we set up a time and we showed up for the lunch, I believe it was, to kind of sit down and talk. And we got stood up, which was just electric ending to a awkward story. It was pretty awesome, to be honest. And I think if you give that, you know, the nuts and bolts of that to Larry David, there's got to be a Curved episode out there that I'd happily guest star in or appear in if you need somebody to play the part of me.
It's funny.
It was insane.
It's ballsy to just go up the charity check and then your guys are like, you got to go in because there's a charity involved and you're the assholes if you don't go. And then you go and the exclamation is that the dude doesn't show up. It's phenomenal. Did you guys cash the check?
No, I did not. Can't turn down the money because now you're like, well, I'm hurting somebody on the back end of this thing.
Yeah. Yep.
Can't take the money and not show up.
Of course.
Just so many thoughts, so many emotions at that moment. But the stand up was a bold play. I love him more for it, to be honest with you.
Totally.
Solid move.
Big move.
Hey, can I ask before we let you go? Kelly talked about the Vanity Fair party on her podcast. Mm-hmm. You had mentioned it was such a time, I guess, for you. I mean, people are starstruck when they meet you. Even that guy was starstruck, apparently. Not, it didn't last long. Who did you enjoy seeing and why was it so much fun?
Oh, man, it was awesome. I think one of the coolest parts, to be honest with you, was that, like, I'm not sure that Kelly and I have been, I don't want this to come out the wrong way, but we haven't been to like a party where we're all there to see somebody else, you know, in a long time. Like at some point, like whether it was the Super Bowl or my birthday or things, you know, it's Herbert, you know, we're always kind of celebrating or people are excited to see us. And it was so fun that we were like total back burner getting to just get excited to see everybody else. It was insane. I was actually getting a drink at the bar right when Will Smith showed up and started dancing. So we didn't know that was going to be as big of a thing as it was, you know, after, I mean, it was just, we saw,
who else? Because those
actors, we spent some time with James Corden, which was awesome. He's a super cool guy. Jason Bateman was a really nice guy. I mean, so many. Vin Diesel in a dark corner somewhere. It was Billie Eilish. It was kind of all over the place, right? John Legend and Chrissy Teigen running around. Pacino was there. It was wild.
Yeah.
I was just, every head was on a swivel, having fun, just taking it all in.
You're awesome. In LA now, having won a Super Bowl for this city. You can meet one person.
Ooh, good.
Who is it?
I could meet one person. You know, I haven't met that I would love to meet would be Tiger. I know he's not an LA guy, but I would love to meet Tiger. That would be super cool. And especially after, I mean, watching him do what he did, coming back from the car, you know, playing in the Masters, making the cut, doing all that, and watching him battle back's been pretty cool.
Who do you want to have beers with or drinks with?
I would say a guy that came to a bunch of games this year, and I think Kelly was trying to meet him at some point, would be Sudeikis. I feel like Jason Sudeikis would be a lot of fun, right? Yes,
can we come?
I feel like it would be a lot of laughs. And
from Kansas City is fun. Comedians that are all from Kansas City.
They seem like they're a fun time.
You don't have to love football to love you and your family and your, you know, incredible commitment on and off the field. You represent something, you represent perseverance to a lot of people, having your tenure in Detroit and also just doing it the right way. You're synonymous with, you know, I know you didn't want to leave there. That was a place that you started and wanted to end your career, but making that decision to move on. That said, what advice do you have for people who are not having the success that they want, whether it's in a job, a relationship, anything, and then being able to come out on the other side, the perseverance and the perspective that you have now being able to look back?
I'm taking notes.
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing for me is just the only way I got through that, there's a few things. Like, I got to rely on so many good teammates around me. And that's not even for the stuff that happened on the field, but just in the locker room talking about, you know, because everybody's going through it. It's a team game, you know, and there's plenty of times where certain guys on our team are having good individual seasons, but we're not winning games or whatever that is. And I got to rely on that. So surround yourself with good people if you can. You know, I think for me as well, just, you know, there were times where we weren't winning, felt like I was, you know, playing good football or decent football, and just being able to trust that process and know that if you're doing everything that you possibly can, that that's enough, you know, and it may not be in the eyes of some other people, but your time will come. You just got to keep working for it. You know, those are the two things that kind of stick out to me. And then, you know, I have great perspective getting my 12 years in Detroit and getting to, you know, where we are now. But I also have a wife who has pretty unbelievable perspective when it comes to that too, you know, and her battling through what she battled through, being able to watch her do that and try to be a small part of it was really cool. And something that gave me perspective on some of the things that I was quote unquote struggling with or having trouble with. So being able to watch her do that on like a real life basis is something that, you know, probably helped keep me going, you know, and keep me battling through.
Aw, you're the Hollywood ending and the happily ever after. Matthew Stafford. Oh,
Jesus, Carissa.
Last act on and off the field. Well, guys, look, I've been studying all weekend for this.
He's so sneaky funny, this guy.
Oh, congratulations, Ren. We're so excited for you, for all things, and for Rams fans, for you to run it back.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.